Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood procrastination slayer. Welcome back to Procrastination Killer, Get Things Done. Today's topic is something super important, emotional intelligence. Now, I know what you're thinking, emotional intelligence? That sounds like some fancy self-help jargon. Trust me, it's not. It's about understanding your feelings and knowing how they affect your actions. Think of it like this. Emotions are the engine of your life, but without emotional intelligence, you're driving blindfolded. You know that feeling when you snap at someone over something small? Or when you find yourself procrastinating on a project because you're feeling overwhelmed? That's your emotional intelligence talking, or not talking, in those cases. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you become an emotional intelligence rockstar. First up, self-awareness. This is all about knowing what makes you tick. What are your triggers? What situations make you feel anxious, stressed, or happy? The more aware you are of your own emotions, the better equipped you are to manage them. It's like having an internal GPS that tells you exactly how you're feeling and why. Number 2, emotional regulation. This is where things get real. It's about learning to control your reactions instead of letting your emotions control you. Ever felt like exploding during a stressful meeting? Or maybe you've reacted impulsively in a heated argument? Yeah, we've all been there. Emotional regulation is all about taking a step back, breathing deep, and choosing a more constructive response. Think of it as practicing emotional judo, using your emotions to your advantage instead of letting them throw you off balance. Thirdly, empathy. Being able to understand and share the feelings of others. This doesn't mean agreeing with everything they say or do, but it does mean trying to see things from their perspective. It's like stepping into their shoes and walking a mile in them. Literally. Ever notice how much easier it is to be patient and understanding when you can genuinely connect with someone else's emotions? You know that feeling when you're talking to a friend who's going through a tough time, and you just get it. That's empathy in action. Number 4. Effective communication. This one's about expressing your feelings clearly and respectfully. No more beating around the bush or bottling things up. It's also about actively listening to others and understanding what they're trying to say. Think of it as a two-way street. You're sharing your thoughts and feelings, and you're also giving others space to do the same. And finally, number 5, social skills. This is all about building strong relationships with people. It's about being able to work effectively in teams, resolve conflicts peacefully, and navigate social situations with grace. Think of it like a well-oiled machine, everyone working together smoothly and harmoniously. Ever seen those movies where the characters just can't seem to communicate properly? It's chaos. Let's talk about a real-world example. Imagine you're at work, and your boss gives you a new project that seems impossible to complete on time. Now, your first reaction might be panic, stress, or even anger. But what if you used emotional intelligence instead? You could take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings of stress, and then try to break down the project into smaller, more manageable tasks. You could also communicate with your boss about any concerns you have and work together to find a solution. See? Emotional intelligence can turn a potentially disastrous situation into a productive one. So, recap time. We've learned that emotional intelligence is about self-awareness, emotional regulation, empathy, effective communication, and social skills. These 5 key takeaways are your secret weapon for navigating life's ups and downs with grace and confidence. Remember, emotions are powerful forces, but with a little bit of awareness and practice, you can learn to harness their energy and use it to your advantage. Ready to level up your emotional intelligence? Start by taking a few minutes each day to check in with yourself. Ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? Why am I feeling this way? How can I manage these emotions in a healthy way? And don't forget to share the love. Let someone know how much they mean to you today. Until next time, keep slaying those procrastination monsters and crushing your goals. And remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.